Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Phone Taker, the Phone Taker.
Hey, hey, check it out. This is MC Light, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh. Please Believe It with my girl Nadine. Hi.
Bodega Fresh.
Bodega Fresh.
Yeah, you got oodles and oodles of O's, you know. You get them from a sister, you get them from a bro. All there is man in one scenario. I'm a solid gold, I don't pass the glow. Yes, I guess it's reflex, some have no control. I'd rather let a laughter tally off I go. Canoeing up the river or out into the old. You just know me now, so not play the role. Some are lovey-dovey, I a crazy crow. Some shake your hand, but this is called a show. I was John Doe, now I'm David Jolicoe. Piss with the witness, and now I adore. O's got the world, cause O's is on tour. Girls gave the O's to know my niggas for sure. Where they arose, well, nobody knows. And what do they mean? I mean, this is how it goes.
Well, no shoots got the O, well, you hold the dough. You know who you are, but they didn't know. And now with respect, they flex like a pro. You first another nigga, but now...
What's up, y'all? This is Jill Scott. You're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine.
Last of the fast love pipe that you do. In your eye burning like grub and alcohol. Native is the tongue that speaks the guacamole. Kinfolk play this in stereo. Chanters play a part of a herd of a show. Pons prints the piece on jeans of Jabos, but let the herd know. Beef you wanna throw, lunges and punches. It's what we'll bestow. Oodles of O's, I ask my O's and mic check. O's take the shape of medallions and specs. Don't forget the O's to let the air in my nose. Breathe in the fresh, they'll hit the roads. Throw that click, then I'll block the poles. Eat the Al Green. Yo, my nigga Mace got something to say, and it go.
Bodega Fresh.
I ain't trying to be no D-boy. I love music, I'm a B-boy. Are you the undercover or the decoy? I'm heavy with the D, trouble T-boy. A pit with no muscle, about to bust your bubble like a keloid. Too much marijuana got me P-Nord. I'm killing instrumentals with that all so simple, can it be boy? Shout to Lil C's, B-I-G boy. And Funk Dr. Spock, I mean Red Menace, not Leonard Nimoy. 88 keys on the keyboard. I'm down to catch wreck. Take them first three letters out of record. It's meth, you heard it through the wire, I could be more. Or washed up like Sunny Black's body on the seashore. That's a problem, I could be yours. A monster without the mad scientist and Igor. I've heard it before, a third of these boys got murdered raps and never even murdered before.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked. I'm calling all G's from each block. From each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block.
Code name Sensei, I live what my pen say. Game Hall of Fame, flow is MJ. Muy caliente, je m'appelle Rebel, capiche, comprende. Son, I'm touching them up, trust, I'm like Justin Tuck, how they duck in the rust. Trying to break bad, you catch a bad break. Like I own a bake shop, how I stack cake. Greatness is nothing, jack the next Nike ad. Wifey bad, and my life got him slightly mad. Cause I shine like chrome in July. Soak your eye, open your eyes, notice the lies. DEA say I'm drugging them. I get to leaning hard, I get the fiends to nod. I mean they loving them. All hail your highness, terrific win. Put a so-called beast in his place, Pacific Rim.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked. I'm calling all G's from East Block, from East Block. Keep watch, lay niggas out, they could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from East Block, from East Block.
Foul ass police, crooked ass friends. I don't give a fuck, yo, the drama never ends. I'm a project nigga, I don't care about the bands. Plus I had a lot of chicks, you can have those bitches, but I murder your blood clot if you touch my riches. Yeah, crazy ass skipper, I be in the slums, nigga. Fuck where I come from, I'm a quiet gangster, nigga. First I get you comfortable, then I start shanking niggas. Park Hill coders don't violate the family. Brother to brother, it's no snakes in the amnesty. I come through wildin' on some Wu-Tang Kennedy. Googly-eyed nigga, chop his face in the ministry. Never scared to do the time, fuck the penitentiary. Leave a bunch of dead niggas, don't forget to mention me. The angel rap, the unordinary light. Already did what I was going through before you even got the mic.
We left a large solar cloud distinguished by size. Interaction with the wise and civilized. The mind caused matter to fall into a center. A great deal of heat that irradiate Virginia. From out of this collision, the central core became thick enough to trap its own light and bring vision. Each drop full of hip-hop energy. Balance on all sides, such great symmetry. The bars unlock the power of the stars. The mirror and the telescope pinpoint the guards from a distance, acting as a guiding coach. Analyze the board, universal approach. Retune the soul to a certain pitch, changing the frequency frequently, hitting a certain switch. The love is paramount, the connect is brotherly. Respect for the intellect and broad discovery.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked. I'm calling all G's from East Block, from East Block. Keep watch, lay niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from East Block, from East Block.
What's up, this is Bulls Brown, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh Radio with my homegirl Nadine. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up everybody, this is Diamond D, representing Digging in the Crates, and I'm right here chilling on Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine, alright? Lock it in.
Bodega. Bodega. Fresh. Fresh. Fresh.
Yo. Spirit in the sky scream homicide, but it was time to ride on some niggas funny talking. If too much money talking, we make them economize. Real rap, no tail spinning, such as the life of a kamikaze. Z pilot, we wildin' out of control until we all make the funny papers like Comic Con. Feared in all streets, so if you ever see me out in y'all streets, find another one to occupy. I never hope for the best, I wish a nigga would. Turn around and walk away, I wish a nigga could. Listen to my instincts and say fuck the rest. But once you had the best, better ain't as good. Weak heartedness cannot be involved. Stick to the script, nigga, fuck your improv. Like a samurai, the streets Hammurabi code. Play your part, shut the fuck up and do as I was told.
I was always late for the bus. Just fuck up your time. Then I start to think, what's the rush? Who wants to be on time? Feeling unlucky, and if I ever die lucky, it's one time. It's crazy world.
Not a thing I fear besides fear itself. This is clearly a lesson learned for someone else. Reach for the crown of thorns upon a shelf. Cross around my neck, I've been taught myself. Capture this moment in time, it's a smash and grab. And where my party people, y'all finna have a blast. You say goodbye, I say hello, first and last. Hello, hello, now all of y'all elevate your glass. To an example of what time and duty you win. Those nameless things just keep on alluding you in. Shit is new to you and live is true to you. Words are suspects, usual, coming through to you, man. I guess the bomb was ever lucky, it was one time. Then I went missing, looking for the sublime. A nigga stayed low, left the ladder unclimbed. Time after time, verse blank, the line unrhymed.
Yeah, the one to watch, the big fuss, for everyone to be on time. What's the big deal? Why do they feel? You need to have it marching on line. Feeling unlucky. And if I ever got lucky in one time, it's crazy world.
I wonder when you die, do you hear harps and bagpipes if you're born on the other side? of the crack price. Niggas learn math just to understand the crack price, then dive in head first like a jackknife. Pause out here, yo, you niggas can't belly fly. If you wanna make the noise inside your belly, stop on time. Me being on the front line, being on the front line means ducking one time. The pendulum swinging my way, couldn't be more blind. Niggas talk to the cop, not even one time, cause we all going down just like the subprime. On cheap ass half gallon of Valentine, but hopping over gates to escape the sublime. Men through the alleyway and down to the subline. Tales from the streets, life a hot crime. To make it to the bottom, such a hot climb.
I was always late for the bus, just what could I be on time? Then I start to think, what's the rush? Who was to be on time? Feeling unlucky, and if I ever got lucky, it's one time. In a crazy
man, it's your boy Torre Lock from Brooklyn, New York. You know, anytime you see me in the streets, I'm holding it down. I stay fresh to death. And right now, you're checking out that Bodega Fresh with my girl, the lovely Nadine. What up, girl? I see you. Let's get to it. One.
And here he comes out the room, and I look at him, and I'm not bullshitting, man. I seen like an orange, his aura or whatever. I seen it.
It feel like the aura, the color of my glow is tempora, and the sound is inside of me, Gamora. For rich or for poorer, I married this bitch, can't divorce her. That not paying attention shit it cost her. It's pearls in the oysters, diamonds in the cold. They teach you sell records behind selling your soul. Sidelined in the cold, city watching your merits. You either gon' be Tom Coughlin or Herman Edwards. Menage with the money, but watch who you in bed with. I've seen niggas fuck up foes dealing with exes. The soul hugging kisses. Your shit is a facade. Your dog got it back if you think he touching the guard. Uneven the odds, cause us two is the one. I told him who would get it, we got it, since get it done. They shoot and get your gun. My pen and probably in they run. I got 99 problems, how to spit ain't one.
For the aura, throw it on the way up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, so we got our weight up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, throw it on the way up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, love us or you hate us.
No doubt.
Know it's for the aura, it's for the aura.
Yeah.
It's for the aura, it's for the aura.
One
know
time
it's
like,
for the aura, throw it on the way up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura,
do like
so
this,
we
yo.
Got our weight up.
Yo, yo, but for the dough, yo, the barrel flowing coast, though. You know the way the flow goes, syringes involved, the bars poke holes. Sprung for the shit in your arm and all the logos. And stand on the strips that I want, the Marlowe roll. This rap shit is a real estate, but my city's made. The yap you for your dinner plate, if you feel a way. I rap true to the middle lane, but no give or take. And clap doing this riddle game off my middle name. Ha! On my J Mega, juggle the same letters and juggle letters for other rappers, cause it pays better. The same one who bought the G's to the gates and the gold chains and do-rags, the sweet 28s. The same ones loaded up to make up a scam. Either swipe through a Zoe or make away with a gram. I panorama the grammar when I aim at your lane. Put a range in its place off the wave of a hand.
For the aura, throw it on the way up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, so we got our weight up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, throw it on the way up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura. Love us or you hate us,
no,
it's for the aura. It's for the aura.
Yeah.
It's for the aura. It's for the aura. No, it's for the aura. So I don't know where you're.
Yeah.
No, it's for the aura. So we got our way up.
Every
no,
line is living, learning off the glow. And truth be told, we took it where they couldn't go. And reached new heights where others said we couldn't grow. The upper echelon bars, we got them for the low. And if you didn't know,
we gave them the reason that they was waiting for. Same hype, giving you light, is what could take you off. Enterprise and on some Carter work if you with me. My rep is on some Go Show Charlie Murphy and Diddy.
Running off at the mouth, throw a punch and be out. My hands all on your spouse, feet all on your couch. The leak all in the drought. We came with a hell of a flood, cause cocaine is a hell of a drug.
When y'all settle for love, I settle for nitty cake. And I'm front in the mirror if I ever should fit a great. Live from the side where the ride is a ride, but you win it for the win if you ever should hand weight.
For the aura, throw it on the way up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, so we got our weight up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, throw it on the way up.
Yeah.
Know it's for the aura, love us or you hate us.
No,
know it's for the aura, it's for the aura.
Yeah.
It's for the aura, it's for the aura. Know it's for the aura. way up. Yeah. Know it's for the aura. So we got our way up. No doubt. Know it's for the aura.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, my shit varies sometimes. Like, sometimes my aura, it should be camo, you feel me? Desert Storm camo shit, though. Sometimes my shit be brown. I don't know, like, this shit just... it change up or whatever, you know? Motherfucker, Maroon 5 and all that, you know? It's wild colors, the whole spectrum, dog. Yeah. And man, wonder and pray. SK and Tor Ray. Bow Brothers, you heard? Yeah.
Hey, yo, 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 it's your boy, Falmont. You already know what it is. You were tuned in to Bodega Fresh. Falmont's in the building. My girl, Nadine, one love. Let's go.
Bodega. Fresh.
Yeah.
Bodega. Fresh.
Yeah. Back up in this...
twist ass, something real, man, I'm Stan Smith. You hate me now, you can't stand Smith. I'm leather with suede tips, you canvas. Lay you out, put you to sleep on the canvas. I'm not trying to box with a gun, let the rounds off. I went unanimously, let the rounds off. In your face, cause my mic is a magnum. See me and your chick, we go back like Co-Magnum. Man, we did it in the back of your magnum. I said, put them lifestyles back, give me the magnum. They love it when I tie them up and I gag them. Sometimes I don't even use rope, but I... She said she loves to run the double up on it. Turn around and put the bubble up on it. Not from the man high, but she was on the nuggets. And all I needed was large fries and nuggets. Hit her with the sweet and sour sauce. Now she can sell a cocktail better than a Molotov. PM, put her to bed like Tylenol. PM, I put her to bed. Everybody now.
Yeah, you know the drill is rap life. But to nap light, if to act right. Rather deals when the can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right.
I say Ricky Ticky Timbo, No Style Rimbo, Chari Ariucci, Pip Perry Pimbo. Spikes on my mic device, slice like Kimbo. Socks in the pocket lock, box like Bento. The fofo on me. Cuz, and the cut and focus, action. Why focus? Niggas that run up on you in these streets, they don't love you. These chicken heads just wanna kiss you and hug you. That's why I roll with Diamond Man, that's the bodyguard. I don't even have to stress out a bodyguard. Hacking like he made a stone, he ain't hardly hard. Feeding you Pedialyte, remedial nutrition. That's the meaning of sick, and he needs a pediatrician. What the media likes, I make the media rage. I'm unreadable on my Wikipedia page. Everybody, yeah.
You know the drill is rap life. Who's singing the nap light? Who's see them act right? Rather deals when the can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right. Yeah, you know the drill is rap life. Who's singing the nap light? Who's see them act right? Rather deals when the can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right.
Bodega. My niggas pop bottles, flip table, those is high chain. Niggas gotta know to catch shade like a palm tree. Oh, crook, been around the world like a roller rink. Best part about it, dog, we are from the inner street. Try to tell them, yeah, but they don't get it, dog. Till we blow like a wind instrument. Piccolo. Now we run a tantrum on the track like a two-year-old. My interior motive is fuck them like Venereo. Five chains on the frame, man, that's an ass guy. Sitting in the studio cooking flame, that's a dope spot. Ain't got time for the names, that's a broke clock. Robbing on the plane, me and Jane, that's a wing stop. This time around, made it ill, this is slumpy. Built till we tilt, then we stack like a slunch beat. Sandwiches, nigga, double cheese, this elite eat. Gold figure, niggas, camel clutch like the on sheet.
Girl, we made it.
Game up.
We all.
Yeah.
They know.
Game on.
We
game on.
We
they know.
They know.
Spin a abroad like vinyl up in various time zones.
All we do, try to stack dough.
Dow Jones,
alligator suits like pimps do.
Rhinestones, you know we stay flooded. Heavy risk, call it cargo.
Stop for a bit, take a flick. Bango, you know how we flip the script.
Leonardo, DiCaprio, then we take a sip from the styrofoam. Cup, that's what's up, what we do is very valuable.
The mission is bitch, so you know a nigga grime up.
Like a stripper for tips, just trying to pay a landlord.
Don't be a sore sport, it's our ball on our car.
Yeah, we stay getting ours, nigga, you should get yours.
Girl, we made it.
Game on.
We all.
Yeah, they know. Game on.
Hey, hey, it's Faith Evans, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell. You're chilling on Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's the Mr. Complex, you know what I'm saying? Sitting here, we listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, my big sister, sister love, love, Nadine. Yes, yes. Peace.
Bodega Fresh. This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. I can't describe this feeling. Makes me wanna climb a building. This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. Can't describe this feeling. Make me wanna climb a building.
After we finish feasting, we're looking each in other's eyes. Smile like wild, like how we surprised ourselves. It's like we fell into a portal, unreal. I made you feel immortal. You're glistening, your body's talking, I'm listening. You walk off naked to the bathroom, I'm whistling. Yes, baby girl, so much more to come. I get up in the mirror, I beat on my chest like a drum. Truly enormous when you put on your performance. Busy like five beehives and two horny hornets. The honey was dripping, yeah, I wasn't tripping. Love juice was flowing. Potion number nine sipping straight to the head like New Year's Eve. We do things in the bedroom you wouldn't believe. At a concentrated level, yo, you cannot conceive, yo.
This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. I can't describe this feeling. Makes me wanna climb a building.
This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. Can't describe this feeling. Make me wanna climb a building.
Man, try to take you away from me. I go ape shit, don't even play with me. I be a mechanical hand smashing through this window. You didn't know I can go in so old-fashioned passion smashing. I get super barrack with it, be that black and white action. That's a cult classic, true romance. While I go up against the world, I just wanna see you dance. Spin for me slow, so sensual. All the way to Africa, it's pulsating, it's titillating. My music is in you, so stimulating. You need another training day to see how wild I be. Cause Denzel ain't got shit on me. Sounds so lovely, don't you agree? At the top of Empire State, that's where you find me.
This is that King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. I can't describe this feeling. Makes me wanna climb a building. King Kong love.
This is what you've been dreaming of. Can't describe this feeling. Make me wanna climb a building.
King Kong love. This is what you've been dreaming of. Can't describe this feeling. Can't describe this feeling. Make me wanna climb a building.
Yo, we're gonna have the word love in many different languages translated all through the track. So whenever you hear the word love, know that it's gonna be in a different language. The language of love cannot be translated. Yo. Love is blind, you just see bright light. Grew up in the club, feeling the nightlife, looking for the right type. Love rushes to your heart, making it beat when she swept you off your feet and made it complete. You know the plan, you had to conquer the world, thinking you Scarface, looking for that perfect girl, and now you found her. Started with romantic, then got to frantic, then things that's normally small become gigantic. Now y'all thinking like the Titanic, here comes the panic, being with you like a habit, without you I can't stand it. It's tragic when you wonder when you lost that magic, without understanding that you never had it. Try to grab it in the bag, getting a nut off. Communication cut off, getting mad cause you turned on, wondering when she shut off. Constantly comparing you to someone in my past. We don't smile anymore, argue over cash, advance to that physical shit. See what happens if you keep talking. See what happens if you lay a finger on me, motherfucker. Yo, see what I'm saying? Like one big mind game that everybody playing at. Niggas say bitches is trife, bitches say niggas is. We just don't understand our fundamental differences. I'm still learning though. Actually, I just do what come naturally. Naturally, naturally. On emotions, men refuse to acknowledge. So when we arguing, nobody wins. Words get in the way time and again. Sticks and stones break your bones, words break your heart. Whether you in touch with that part or not, say words. Words are weapons for the revolutionary. Used for evil, make the situation very scary. Word up, but love is brave. It flies in the face of fear. Yo, wherever you wanna go, love will take you there. Let's go. You know a flower that grow in the ghetto know more about survival than the one for fresh metals. It got love for the sun. That's where I'm coming from. Spit in this fashion cause I love rocking over drums. Word. I put my love into my music. If you with me, then you love how I do it. If my heart you living in, your ocean I'm swimming. And then never drowning, got me floating, watching you in slow motion. Love potion, overdosing, approaching the explosion of my senses. Every day without your heart is like a sentence in jail. Trust I'll always be mentally free. You got the key to let it out, I'll show you how it can be. Love, it ain't nothing but a word. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Yo, yo, yo. Love into my life like a miracle, and it's reciprocal, that's why I'm feeling you love. We exhibit our natural behavior, like making love under the moon in Jamaica. Get you so high, you call the name of the creator. The morning we hop back into action again, up on the wall, loving how the sun blackened your skin. Remember when we explored the beach, swam in the ocean and saw beneath how the colors of the coral reef look like the illest floral piece? That's what your beauty remind me of. It's hard to find a love like ours, taking it high above. The mother does try to spit game, but I don't sweat it though. Knowing my heart that we connected, so I let it go. Now if they call you out your name, then that's a different thing. Anything but queen, I go to war like a king. Your friends sweat you cause you ain't got a band, but they don't understand. Some things is meant to stay between a woman and a man, and they ain't privy to it, so they try to get into it. Both you and me see through it, so the way we flow is fluid. We speak the love language, they speak from pain and anguish. Some don't love themselves, so their perception is tainted. Out they joint like shit, he paying for your rent. Missing the point when you rub me into your skin just like an ointment. It's more than pillow talk, it can't be translated. Learn how to speak it and become emancipated. It's a language.
Oh, Bodega Fresh, your girl Nadine, first Sunday of the month, because that's when we come on, first and third Sundays. I want to welcome y'all back to the show, first of July, well, almost the first of July anyway. Actually, we're a little past it, but no big deal, you know, it's the first Sunday of the month. So today we have an extremely awesome guest on the show, a personal friend of mine. He is author, poet, painter, oh my God, I think I'm forgetting a whole bunch of things, father, husband, good time friend all the way around. I want to welcome to the show you guys, Ayaba Mandingo. Welcome to the show, brother.
Peace, sister. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, you know, just bringing the news to the people, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. You're one of my dearest friends, first of all, but you are also an extremely gifted person, really. You know, it's hard to say you're just an artist. You have so many things. You have so many things. I mean, you paint and you have incredible paintings. You're an incredible poet on the circuit. You have fans even. And there's so many things that I want to let them know about you. But first of all, I want to say how Ayaba has a one-man play that is called Unframed. And basically, if you want to know who Ayaba is, where he comes from, and how he's so enriched with all these talents, you need to see Unframed, because it really it tells the journey of how he became Ayaba Mandingo. So we're going to touch a little bit on that. You know, let's kind of start from there. You know, I've known you, wow, since like we were 12, 13,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. 12, 10, 7th grade.
Exactly, 7th grade. I wasn't even aware of all the gifts that you had, I think, until we got to college. You know, I always knew you were a pretty smart brother. You weren't in the class with the rest of us. You were out there. You know where you were. You were with the white people. It's okay. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, how do you get up in there? Who's got nobody here? You know? Now, you ain't know that brother right there.
Very true. One of the things I did when I came to this country was kind of was to dumb down, to fit in, you know. It wasn't, you know, this is pre-Shabarangs, pre-Shinehead, pre-Michigan and Smiley. So being from the Caribbean was not hip and cool yet. And all we did, all that happened was you just got teased all the time. So I actually dumbed down and started to kind of, you know, act out, you know, like the rest of the kids, so everybody would see me as just one of the guys. And I got to high school, and my English teachers just kept picking me out. 9th grade, she demanded that I move up a group, and every year, the teachers just kept going, wait a minute, what are you doing hiding in this group? So you're right, by senior year, I was hanging out with the zero group white people.
Yeah, the zero group, exactly, that's what it's called, right? We over here in, like, the second group, and here you are, I'm like, zero group? That's not even a number. How? What? What kind of classes are these?
That was cool. I enjoyed those years. You know, it definitely. I mean, my mother started reading at 3 years old, so I've just been a reading fanatic since I can remember. But
right,
that definitely introduced me to a lot of the people who I went on to really admire, and who definitely had something to do with me deciding that I was going to call myself a writer one of these days.
Right, I can imagine. I mean, you were definitely typical, you know, like we know each other in seventh grade, but, you know, we went to high school together, typical football, you know, athlete,
yeah,
man about town, and things like that, you know.
You're right.
It was really crazy. And, you know, of course, you got a scholarship to go to college and everything. And so, really, to me,
that's the story. That's the story.
Yeah.
Off to college, Iowa to play football.
you know, 26 black kids on campus. 24 of us were black guys. So, you know, the first couple months, everybody was like, yo, I ain't cheating on my girl. I ain't cheating on my girl. And then, you know, within, by the time October rolled around, everybody's like, yo, where Kenny at? And you, where Clyde? Where Chice at? Where Billy at? And everybody was, you know, slipping off with their new friends. And, you know, yeah, my new friend got pregnant. And you know, that pregnancy is now a 25-year-old, really beautiful man that's getting ready to graduate from Florida State. Super, super proud of him.
Yay, Malik. Aww.
But, you know, the journey, I mean, her father went nuts, and he rallied the town around her and the sheriff of boys growing up. And, you know, I got a classic understanding of walking around like I'm crazy in America. Because, I mean, up to that point, I definitely it was, you know, OJ's life probably, you know, NFL, right. You know, definitely into the white people. Like, again, you know, being dark-skinned with an accent from the Caribbean wasn't in yet. So white people were a little bit more open to the cultural diversity. So, I hung out with them and hung out with their women as well.
Let me ask you, though, when high school, everything is everything. When you were going out there, did you feel like you could be the same way? You didn't have to be, like, concerned about the fact that you were one of the few black men that were in this college. Were you concerned where you were going?
Nah, that was the lesson. That was the lesson. I mean, I remember mommy saying, as the plane door closes, this is back in the days when you could still walk your kid all the way to the plane. And the last thing my mother said in her Caribbean, in an Antiguan accent was, "May I beg you to let them white gal out there alone?" And of course, I didn't listen. And within 4 weeks, you know, the white girl that I didn't leave alone was pregnant. And that's when I've got it. Up until that point, I didn't really get, because you're not growing up in a black country until you're 11 years old. You see black everything, black police chiefs.
Right.
I lived a couple of doors from the premier's house, the equivalent of the president. So I didn't, it didn't really, the slap in the face didn't happen until Iowa, until, you know, the things I'd seen, like the Emmett Till story and those kind of things. Like, you know, you cannot go to these places and meet the white girl and think you're going to get away with it. And that was her father's beef. He couldn't understand that she let me lay down on top of her. So they spun it around. He pulled her out of school. She, you know, and claimed that I raped her. And they came and locked me up. And I spent some time in jail. And my boy brought me a couple. You know, my boy needed some books. And he brings the autobiography of Malcolm X. And I know a lot of brothers, you know, woke up and smelled a coffee off of that. I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. And you know, I definitely went into that jail, Kenny DeCruz, and came out as La Yaba Mandingo. Definitely, absolutely. That was the moment. I mean, I even down to writing a poem. Homesick, lied to mommy, didn't tell her where I was because I didn't want her to bug out. So I told her I was staying out there for football camp. And one night I get homesick and I start writing this letter and here comes this poem. I was like, poem? White people write poetry. Where is this going? And you know, really literally that was that moment when I was like, okay. And a lot of those things, you know, then I had so much to yell and talk about, and then it was the finding out all the things we didn't know. And it was the need to tell all those stories, and then all of a sudden these talents, you know, these things started. I started tapping into those things. And it's been this wonderful, wonderful journey because, you know, like you said, the latest thing I've discovered as a tool is the acting thing. And I'm hooked. I'm totally hooked. I love it.
I have to say it's been, for a person that has witnessed you go through the struggle and to come to this point, too, it's just been such an incredible journey and still continues to grow in such a way that's just like, wow, we never stand to anything at this level right here. So like, okay, so you know, and you started writing poetry, like, you know, when you started doing the poetry thing, I was like, does that really, when did that begin? You know, like, it was like this whole transformation. You were growing your hair out, you know what I mean? All the time we knew you, high top fade, you know what I mean? Yeah. Go to Caesar, you know what I'm saying? You know, just you know, dressed to the nines, clean sneakers. You know what I'm saying? It was again typical black American,
absolutely,
boy growing up in Stanford. Yep. You know what I mean? It wasn't we didn't have that kind of vibe where we weren't included in things. We were just part of the schools as everything. You know, so
yeah,
started writing
absolutely.
Poetry. The whole thing with the rape and in Iowa. How did you get back home? You know what I mean? What happened from there?
Well, you know, After about 2 months in jail, she convinced her father she was going to visit a girlfriend and basically ran away and came out east. and ended up in the projects with Mommy at Mommy House, and then they had to let me out because now they didn't have her saying that. The minute she was free, she was like, you know, that's my boyfriend. So Sheriff let me out and said, don't me not to show my nigga face in this town again. And actually, it's been 25 years, and I haven't obliged the fella. And I don't plan on doing that anytime soon, because they definitely, I mean, if they had their way, I would have got 25 years, and I'd be coming out now-ish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Now-ish. I thought so for a while,
man. Dad, you know, coming out of there, it, you know, it was like this no looking back thing. I came home, and you know, the third part of our circle of friends, I guess, is my wife and your best friend, Cassandra, and kind of focused back on her, and we got married. Wow, maybe 2-3 years after that, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's been one foot in front of the other, and keep your head down, and keep pushing, and keep pushing, and keep pushing, and just being open, man. Like today, I went to Mount Vernon for a meeting about doing a mural with some children in town, and the co-artist is one of Norman Lewis's students. Norman Lewis was this brilliant painter from the 50s, 60s, who, you know, pre-Jackson Pollock and all the people that are given, the Andy Warhol, those cats that are given credentials as being, like, the American artist. So now I get to work with one of his students. And of course, he's already dropping the jewels right along the subject matter. He said, nobody comes to this planet as an empty vessel. We all come with a gift to present. And if you don't explore that gift, one of these days, if you look at the world or you look at mankind as a puzzle, you're going to be that missing piece. And the planet, you can't do that to the planet. That's too selfish. The planet deserves the gift that the universe sent you here with. And I feel like I have a lot of them, you know what I mean? Even in the Christian Bible, it talks about the master of the house leaving and giving the servants different talents. And when he comes back, the one who he's most proud of is the servant who uses all of the talents. The one he's most disappointed in is the one who takes his one talent and hides it, thinking that that's what the master wanted him to do. Now, it's a sheer thing, and I believe that. I realize I'm an artist, and I tell stories, and I use every device possible to do it. It's a cool feeling. You know, the next thing is singing. You know, I remember that's the thing I used to do. Actually, that's the first thing. But when I came up here, that wasn't cool. Kids, you know, I'm up fifth grade, they're like, you in the Glee Club? I'm like, no. And I love it. So now, you know, you, one of my very closest friends, singing and going out there and sharing, inspire me. So, you know, you and another friend of mine, Ty Allen, I see you guys doing your thing. I'm like, you know what? I still love singing. I'm going to try. I'm not Luther Vandross.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm not tone deaf either. So it's like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do it from the soul and you give it.
Yeah.
It's going to come out. It's just going to actually come out. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And you guys, I want you to know that Ayaba, formerly known as Kenny DeCruz, and, you know, until about, what, like 93, something like that,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Right after college.
I remember when you changed your name, I was like, there's no way I'm calling this man Ayaba.
Yeah.
He was born Kenny, I'm going to call him Kenny. And, you know, once the blue eyes flip, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, you know what I mean? Because it was your name, and I've known you so long, but always I know, you know, the story behind the name. It's not just because, oh, I felt like, you know, calling myself.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
But then, you know what? I even had to grow to that. I had to grow to that because I am Kenny. I am still Kenny. So, because you know what Mommy called me, and you would call me that, and Cassandra still called me that, and I am Kenny. But, you know, a lot of times when we first become conscious and we change our name, I'm not carrying this white man name anymore, and I'm not. And to me, it goes beyond that because, to be honest, Kenny is that insecure kid who didn't like the way he looked, who had issues of being too dark-skinned and the big nose and the big lips. And, you know, there's times when that cat still shows up. You know what I'm saying? The insecurity, the self-doubt, he still pops up every once in a while. Kenny is that kid who makes my mother smile from left to right. And, you know, when I'm there, I'm Kenny because that's who she knows. That's her baby.
Yeah, and that's
so
her baby.
I realize that it's all of me. I'm more than Kenny now, but I'm definitely still Kenny. And that's, I know I had to grow to that because I remember when I first changed my name, I was like, yo, don't call me by that slave no more, yo. But it's like, it's beyond that. It's not just Kenny. It's I didn't just change the name, and that's a lot of times brothers that do change their name and sisters who do change their name. I changed me. You know what I'm saying? I'm metamorphosized into more than my mother's son. So I had to have a name that I could identify that with, because when I look in the mirror, I see more than Kenny now.
Right.
you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you have no courage, man.
I have to say, it is right. It's part of your transformation of who you became to be, who are mm-hmm. you're continuing to grow into as you speak, you know? So, mm-hmm. you know, you guys, if you really want to know the full story, the next time you're on Ayala's page, they'll have the next time on Friendly Show, and you must see it because it tells the full journey, and it is just an incredible story, and it's a one-man show. You know,
yeah, it's like I say, 11 characters.
Fascinating, exactly. It's
11 people. And it's in the works right now. It's in the works right now. We're bringing it back to Broadway. Mm-hmm. And I talked to my director, producer, and he's hooking up with some people. We got a small theater that we're kind of just, let's say I'm telling you for the first time. It's he told me about 3 weeks ago. And it's on, you know. I'm also a new member of Rhymes Over Beats, a new hip hop theater company that's, I think, is really gonna do some really amazing things. First piece we got coming out is called Freedom. They got brother. I know you know the rapper Mano. I had to ask Kofi, your godson, who the heck he was, because I had no idea who this Mano guy was. But he's gonna be restarring in our first production. It's called Freedom. So that should be cool. It should be coming out in a little bit. But,
that's
interesting
to hear because, you know, I wouldn't think of Mano as an actor, so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. And
to
even make another point, I heard something crazy today that the Holler If You Hear Me play is actually probably going to shut down because ticket sales are low. And that's, you know, they consider that to be a hip-hop show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though there's
no
one really connected like that, like I think Saul Williams might be in it, but it's not big enough to draw in that kind of crowd, you know what I'm saying? And it just opened, so for it to close means it didn't make like $200,000 probably.
Yeah, exactly,
you know what I mean?
And so, you can believe that they probably put about three times that amount into it. Another thing that I've heard, because of course we were trying to be the first company to put out a quote unquote a hip hop, you know, because all of the stuff is written by a brother named Chi Ill from Chicago. He wrote all the songs on it. So we thought we were trying to be the first hip hop musical, and you know, they came with a bigger engine. You know, they had Saul Williams as their star, and you know, I believe Kenny Leon did some directing, and so they had more big name people. So it hit the stage first, it hit the ground running first. And so we had an opportunity to kind of get some behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's actually a play based on Tupac's music. So they're not as anybody rapping. They're actually singing Tupac's songs. So I don't know if that's what didn't rub right with John Public or if they didn't really promote it correctly. I mean, this would be Saul's debut. So although Saul Williams is big in the poetry world.
I think it's a few things. I think it's
a combination. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It's like they didn't promote it enough because I heard about it, and next thing I know, it's opening, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, it is? Well,
they
where's the paparazzi? Where's the whole situation? And then
exactly.
The thing I heard was, you know, I would see pictures. Oh, here's Saul Williams. I'm like, oh, he's in it. Great. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I hope it does well. I don't know what's going on. Are they rapping? What's happening? You know what I mean? So I don't know how. Did you get to see the play?
I'm going on July 7th with Rhymes Over Beats. We're going as a company, as the entire, I think about 40 of us are going to go,
So I say that to say maybe this is, you know, if it makes it to July 7th,
mm-hmm.
maybe this is a blessing in disguise because then you get to see what hasn't happened, so now you can implement mm-hmm. it in a way because hip-hop to Broadway is new in a way, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to really market it towards these people that buy those tickets, which are pretty pricey, you know?
Us,
mm-hmm.
Us, they need to market it to us, me and you, the 40-something-year-olds who are 20 years hip-hop heads plus, not these new kids that are just kind of getting into the thing or anything like that, people who understand the culture of it. And those are the people, because those are the people who are now married with children or who have homes or who have jobs who can afford to come to the theater on a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Make it a night of going to the theater in New York, which can get pretty expensive. So I think they didn't, it's great that they're trying to, like, for example, with my company, the cat that started it is a white cat, and it's mm-hmm. probably in his late 60s. And, you know, bless his heart, but he don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you that too. Like, do they get it? Because I see they're the people that's behind it. And unfortunately, you know, not to say anything about our people, it seems to always be the case, don't you think?
Absolutely. Oh, yes, Nate, absolutely.
They always.
I mean, to his credit, what he's doing is he's reaching out. To his credit, although that if you ask me what's the issue right now, it's exactly that. But to his credit, he has reached out. And he has made me, you know, the head playwright. So I'm actually working on something now that's
right.
Should, you know, I think is going to tell the history of that whole hip hop movement, you know, in a much clearer, I guess, more honest way.
Right.
Let's see what happens. He's very, you know, I've sent off a couple of treatments. He's very open to it. So we'll see what happens, man. You know, again, it's just, you know, one cocoa full basket. You know how we do in the Caribbean, right. People do that. I'm going to throw a couple of darts at the board, and one of them is going to stick, maybe two. You know what I'm
one
saying?
One of them is going to stick, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, as an indie artist, that's, you know, to like you said, we're all vessels in a way. There's a gift that you have, and you have to give it to the people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you have so many different gifts. Is there anything that stands out as one of your top favorites out of all the gifts that you have?
Well, you know, I don't know if I put it in favorite. Yeah, I'm going to put it painting. Why? Because it's the one that I've had for the longest. I can remember mommy boxing my ears for taking her floor paper and turning it into people, you know, and watching my grandfather, who was an artist, working as a tailor because you couldn't be an artist in the 50s in the Caribbean, and my grandmother, an artist, working as a seamstress for the same reasons. You know, I saw the colors they use and the way they would wield the scissors around material and the way they put things together and the flawlessness of how they did things. You know, it took my grandfather passing away for me to find in his album all of those different things that showed me that he painted and these kind of things. So I would say painting first, but what I realize now, again, with the growing thing that we're talking about is that's not the way it's set up for me because, you know, now I don't get writer's block or painter's block or playwright's block or any of those things because I realize that when a story is trying to come, it's for me to not only tell a story, but to realize how that story wants to come. Because, like, for example, and you remember, after I came out of immigration jail with the little lockup being almost being deported, mommy made me promise to never do that 9/11 piece again. She said it was too political. It was too political. So I had, they had me 55 days locked up. I was pissed the hell off.
Yeah.
I wanted to yell from the mountaintop. But I made my mother a promise. You know, I'm a mama's boy to the 10th degree. So I painted a war series, and it's just as loud.
Right.
But it's painting, so it was able to slip under mommy's eyes because she saw the colors. Even though she saw the point and the anger was in it and the things that I wanted to yell, they're in the painting. So the colors, when you look at the painting, I think you hear the yell. It's vivid, and it's the first time I started writing on canvases. So that's what I realized is that sometimes it wants to come this way, sometimes it wants to come that way. And my job as the artist, that medium, is to be open enough to realize that nah, put the pen down, go pick the brush up, or nah, put the brush down, go pick the microphone up, or nah, put the mic down, go get on the stage. And that has been like a revelation to me because now I can relate, like, you know, the stage, the newest thing. I'm like, okay, so if I look at the stage like canvas and the director is the painter and the people are the paints, it's a painting.
Right.
You know, and
right.
Then all of a sudden it's like, oh man, I could do this. So then I ask a question. You know, the director might have a direction for me, and I'll say, are you talking blue or are you talking green right now? And he's like, nah, yeah, I don't mean like blue. I mean like, are you like dark blue? He's like, no, I'm talking like bright blue. And then I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it has to be a painting because I relate everything back to painting, including the writing. You know, when I'm talking of describing something, I'm thinking of seeing it. I literally can feel it and touch it, and then I write it so that you feel it and see it too. So, yeah, the visual art is definitely, that's the pocket for me. Yeah, when I'm in my studio with a brush, with paint in my hand and a brush, it's bananas.
Definitely the truth, you guys. I've been blessed to get a recent piece. Collection of Ayaba's art. And I'm lucky that I am in this circle of love here because it is an incredible piece, and you know, I'm so excited. You know, I'm just like, I need a new paint job, Super, because
I just posted that on Facebook this evening too. Went looking through some old paintings, and I'm like, yeah, it's a beautiful piece, man. And you know, you've been asking for a while. It's yours. That painting was yours. I think probably a week after I painted it, I put it up. You came over the house. You was like, Ken,
I know. Yeah, I was like, I know it's you.
Yeah, your girl was more posted than I am. I called her up until I gave you the thing. She's like,
I don't care.
Exactly. I told Cassandra, she's like, you gave Nadine what? I said, I gave Nadine Blue Day. I said, you know that's my girl. I'm surprised she didn't call you and go, what?
She has called me. I've just been so busy. I'm going to call her back. I'm sorry, Cassandra. Don't be mad at me. I'm calling you back.
Yeah, she probably wanted to let you have it. How you going to try to?
I just want to point that out. You didn't call me and ask me about the show, did you? There. I pay back. Anyway, oh, my goodness. So back to you. I'm so sorry. You also have a recent book out. You know what I mean? Let us know the name of the book and everything. And, you know, that also journeys a whole nother genre of things in your life.
It's called Sins of My Fathers. It's my first novel. And it's the exploration being, you know, after the immigration thing, I came out of there knowing that I was never looking back again. Actually, you know, you say sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for. And I know right around that time, I was saying, you know, a lot of these people that I admire, you know, on the planet, you know, they've been tested by fire, the Paul Robesons and these kind of people. And I'm like, you know, I haven't had my test of fire yet. And, you know, sure enough, I open my mouth and here comes immigration and telling me that they're coming to kick me out of the country for my poetry and blah, 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 blah. And so that really, you know, that was it. You know, that was Good Friday. You know, I was raised Christian, so I knew, I saw the correlation. It was Good Friday. By Easter Sunday, I was in there cracking up, laughing, teaching and doing poetry. And I came out of there, and I started the novel very shortly thereafter. I started Unframed very shortly thereafter. And, you know, all of it's just this exploration of trying to really, really understand me. Like, what is, you know, who is Kenny Afro George DeCruz Ayaba Ibo Mandingo? Who is that brother? All of him, you know what I'm saying? And you name some of the facets, you know, my children and the fact that I've been married 21 years, all of those things, that's first. That's the front door right there. And everything else kind of, if that falls, if that's shaky, I'm not good. So, you know, having that right there as a foundation, having the girl who I lost my virginity to when I was 17 years old, 18 years old, be the mother of my children and my wife is very cool because she knows me. You know what I'm saying? And she, you know, so I can go cry to her and not feel any kind of way about any of her seeing my underbelly. And so
right. That
right there, you know what I'm saying? All of that helped me to just really start to really explore. So it was that. It was exploring, you know, the fact that I come from a long line of womanizing men who have multiple women and loads of children that they don't necessarily take care of, and just exploring that from like a post-traumatic slavery point of view and using my imagination and the fact that I love Octavia Butler. And, you know, when you write, you could do what you want, so I can make today tomorrow and tomorrow yesterday and, you know, anytime I feel like it. And so it was be able to use that and tell the story in a way that would not only make you want to read the book, but would, you know, kind of tie a correlation together for myself. You know, it's the story of a cat who goes back, he flashes back in time to become his great ancestor, a man who was captured in Africa and brought to the Caribbean. And he lives that man's life and sees that man's, the era of that man. He was a sexist man who was one of Queen Nzinga's generals, and he didn't like having a woman as his superior. So, that narrow-mindedness is what he brought to the Caribbean and sort of passed down the generations, you know, this way of looking at women. And so the main character has to go back and undo his story and at the same time go through what he's going through. And it's about coming full circle, and it's very autobiographical in a lot of ways. But, you know, like Toni Morrison said, no fiction starts, you know, there's not a fiction that doesn't start as autobiographical, because it's got to start somewhere. So they're definitely, like, somebody like you that read it, you're going to be like, whoa, okay, I was there. As a matter of fact, you're in the book, and I didn't even bother giving you another name. I called you Nadine.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it was an exploration, and it was the vomit for me. You know, being who we are, being artists like we are, it's a wonderful thing. And I say that to everybody. If you're not an artist, quote unquote, you should still have a vomit. I know that sounds crazy, but I like that word, because it ain't always the pretty stuff that you got to vomit up. Sometimes you got to vomit up the shit too, and you need a device, whether that be singing in the shower, that be listening to jazz records when that nobody knows about, whatever it is, to find you a way to download so that you don't blow up or implode. You know, so being who we are, I'm blessed for that. I'm very, very thankful, because we come from immigrant people who can suppress everything. You know what I'm saying? They suppress everything to to make life better for us. And there are days when you wish that you could go back and give them back their what they wanted to be when they were 19 and 18 and 15 years old, you know, instead of the person that gave up everything and moved to a foreign country so that our kids could do better. And you know, that's a driving force, though, you know, and I know for a lot of us Caribbean children, that's a driving force. We feel compelled, not like we owe, but we have to. You know, we have to do really well. And I feel that's what really pushes me, rather than, you know, get on job, like my mother used to say in the beginning, one can I get on job, and da-da-da-da, you saw this, and you saw that, and you go college on. Because, Ma, you were a singer, and you never explored that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason that the ancestors, that talent has been jumping from generation to generation to generation, waiting for a day that somebody would be brave enough and have the right opportunity to share that gift. And, I mean, you know, I mean, for every Billie Holiday name, me and you both know, there were 100, maybe hundreds of sisters whose voice we never heard.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because now, as you move through the industry, as you walk through, you see it. You see all the talented people, and you're like, wow, mm-hmm. it's amazing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then they speak to you, so you know, like, you do
yep.
also have this, you're a vessel, and you see the vessel.
Absolutely.
Know? Even
the Absolutely.
Event I just did, the Singer's Lounge, and there was the guy that won. I didn't win, but that's okay. You know what I mean? Because it was such a learning experience. I didn't really care. You know what I mean?
I
was more
exactly.
like concerned about my performance. Like, I need to get better. I need to listen. I need to get. I focused. You know, and then the guy that won went out and brought me brunch and mentored me. You know, so I felt
blessed. So
this man is
86
years old, and he tore it down. That's all I have
to
say.
Yeah, that's your win.
Sir,
that's your win right there, Nate. That's your win.
Down.
That is your win. Because that's your win, and that's how we got to look at these things. That's your win, Nate. That's how you won. Like today, the mural, they can't afford to pay me what I was asking. They can't afford what my market rate is right now. But I get to work with one of Norman Lewis's students, who was a student for 10 years. Mm. You got to be kidding me. It's priceless. They couldn't. That's priceless. You know what I'm saying? So we got to, like, I'm glad you see the big picture now, because you won. You won the other night, because when you get that means money, he noticed something in you also, and he comes back and gives you jewels. Please, that means the next time he touches the stage, it's problems.
It's problems.
Yeah, it's problems. And that's the other thing. I don't hold back, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold back. I do not hold back. And on any venue I go now, anywhere I go now, everybody, you know, lately a lot of my people's been coming up and you're like, what's going on? I'm like, yo, I could leave the planet on the way home. It's all or nothing. And you know, I call this like this. I keep saying like this because, you know, the running and everything back to being healthy is really my second athletic career, because same way the coaches would say, if you leave it all on the field, win or lose, I'm okay with that. That's how I feel now. I don't leave nothing. When I come off and I'm in the dressing room in the back, I don't do any more of those things where you go, man, I should have hit this note right here. Man, I should have stood right there. Man, why didn't I open my hands and make my body larger right there? I don't do none of that no more. I leave it all out there. Everything. So when I'm done, you know, it's exhaustion and pass out and relax and wait for the next day to do it again. But I love it, man. I love, right now, I feel like the creator is really, really smiling big at me.
Right.
You know,
And it shows, you guys, what is next for you, you know? And let them know, like, what you have coming up so they can look out for it and things like that. And then I think I have some of your poetry here, so I'm going to play that next.
Right.
And,
wow, cool.
But let them know, you know, like, you know, what you have coming up and what to look out for you.
Cool. Well, right now, I'm actually going to stand in front of the closet and pick out something real cool, maybe like a lavender and purple and orange outfit, because tomorrow in Hartford at the Pump House Gallery, one of the biggest galleries in Connecticut, 38 of my new paintings are going to be there. And it's actually, the name of the show is what we've been talking about. It's called Letting Go. And it's
wow.
that, just that. The process of letting go and letting your faith and your belief carry you. You know what I'm saying? Just jump, man. Jump. Don't worry about where you land. Just jump. Because you're going to be up there for a while, and you've got to enjoy the time and the space. And so I'm looking forward to that. I've been psyched about that all week, like giddy, like a little kid, like a couple of days before Christmas giddy. Because I'm really proud of the show, and the creator loved it. The curator really digs the show, so he put his best effort into the show. And right now we got about 170 people that have RSVP'd to come through. So, you know, tomorrow looks to be a really, really cool evening.
That's incredible.
We got a party coming up soon. I haven't, you know, just been talking with some people for the book release. We haven't done a book release party or anything official. Just starting to book a lot of book signings and reading. So look for me definitely in the tri-state area on that. And just work, man. I think by fall, Unframed will definitely be back up and on stage in the Broadway area, right down, you know, dead smack in the middle of Manhattan. And just work, man. Work, work, work. I got the series.
Work.
At the end
and
of doing the series,
situation with the hip hop theater as well.
Yes, on the new piece. Actually, it's called Who's Hip Hop? WHO'S and WHOSE. It's about, you know, a white kid and a black kid growing up, parallel lives, and of course, you know, there's a confrontation coming, but it's all in music and song, and you know, I like the basic. The basic treatment is kind of done, so let's see what happens, you know. But that's my plate, and I want more, because as long as it's art, I don't feel any kind of ways, you know. It looks like Nigeria is going to be next year, early next year. Working with the Minister of Education in Ibadan to bring me over there as a visiting artist, and yeah, possibly if I do not Ghana, the University of Ghana wants me to bring the play over there. So we're trying to hook the two of them up, because it doesn't make any sense to fly to Nigeria, fly back, fly to Ghana, when you could drive from Nigeria to Ghana. So,
right.
Yeah. If everything is cool and your girlfriend and my wife don't kill me and everything goes according to plan, I could be in Africa next year for like 2 months-ish.
Oh, my goodness. That is a lot
of
time. Well, you know what? We have to figure out how to get my girl over there as well in those 2 months.
Yes.
We got time
Amen.
To save some money, Cassandra. I'm going to get you
Amen.
Over here, girl. I'm going to get
Amen.
You over here.
Amen. I like that idea a lot.
Even though
you know your girl going to see any animal she sees, she's going to run back to America across the Atlantic Ocean. We'll deal with that bridge when we cross it.
She's gonna love it. You guys, my guest tonight is Ayaba Mandingo, artist, poet, actor, author, painter, right? And soon to be singer, Broadway star, okay? Because, not even mention the little plays that you've been doing outside of Unframed. We're not even going to mention all of that. You guys are going to have to look it up because...
Right, Amen. Amen.
Much to tell. It's too much to tell. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Ayaba.
My pleasure.
Adore and love you. You know you're like you are my brother. It's not like you're like...
Absolutely.
You are my brother.
I love you back, sister. I love you back, and I appreciate you for bringing me on tonight. I had fun. I'm about to go call Cassandra and tell her I just had a ball on the radio with Nadine.
That's right. It's Bodega Fresh, you guys. We'll be right back. We're going to get into a piece from Ayaba right now. We're going to back to the mix with DJ Strike. Yeah.
Peace.
Self is my tongue is just a bit to handle. I only speak in geometric form with sharp angles. Run with nappy-headed scientists in silk mantles. 45 on that square and beaded leather bangles. Tailor dresses freshly pedicured in thong sandals. Gorillas on that front line in case they wanna tangle. Angels with them lightsabers turn your beef to Campbell's. Convert your nonsense to logic, use it as a sample. The firstborn, I shapeshift the human form. You feeling hot enough tracks to watch me transform. My third eye projectiles ball just like a unicorn. I sodomize every bar just like I'm uniformed. So be informed, I hate to leave you disappointed. I keep that mean balance beam, the flow is double jointed. Pen graced by seraphims to keep the verse anointed. So knock it off please and leave it to the ones appointed.
Let me tell you, you know exactly who I'm talking to. The lion's in, I know exactly what I'm walking through. And I was taught to never eat what strangers offer you. I hate to bother you, but man, we came to slaughter you. So don't pretend you know exactly who I'm talking to. The lion's in, I know exactly what I'm walking through. And I was taught to never eat what strangers offer you. I hate to bother you, but man, we came to slaughter you.
Speak only when spoken to and watch out who you quote into. Earthquake in your foundation cause most of y'all are portable. Cheapish and affordable, but we be them immortals. God alliance, high science, choose to be adorable. Build with me, I'll show you what that pestle and that mortar do. Or we could drop the Molotovs like Khaled did on Donahue. Giving birth to demigods cause that's what black Madonnas do. Annihilate and mutilate cause that's what rap piranhas do. Pardon you, remove yourself if revolution bothers you. Partaking in this pestilence will never really profit you. Blinding on the side as they defile and then demolish you. This is not for fun, dude. All the war, Sun Tzu. Same time I demonstrate how lyrically I penetrate the subatomic heavyweights. Educate then stimulate. Segregate the dinner plate. The hungry never hesitate. Take the mic and regulate cause this is how we elevate.
Don't pretend you know exactly who I'm talking to. The lion's in, I know exactly what I'm walking through. And I was taught to never eat what strangers offer you. I hate to bother you, but man, we came to slaughter you. So don't pretend you know exactly who I'm talking to. The lion's in, I know exactly what I'm walking through. And I was taught to never eat what strangers offer you. I hate to bother you, but man, we came to slaughter you.
We keep it razor, double shot without the chaser. My soliloquies are high frequency, so raise the fader. Run tell a neighbor, neighbor, hip-hop's resuscitator. Freshly caught food for thought brought, so tip the waiter. The gladiator, I'm not bingy in a sick shoe. I'm laid back with an all-mech 6'2". We camouflage black, made back 6'2". Then we levitate weightless for bird's eye view. Cool, I didn't sign up for the show and tell. I do this thing here for Oscar Grant and Sean Bell. I rap well for those in hell before the shells fell. The melanated concentrated up in prison cells. And well, now that we're finished with the introductions and everyone is here is clear on following instructions. Put your hands up high into their vertical and rock out as we sew it up surgical.
Don't pretend you know exactly who I'm talking to. The lion's in, I know exactly what I'm walking through. And I was taught to never eat what strangers offer you. I hate to bother you, but man, we came to slaughter you. So don't pretend you know exactly who I'm talking to. The lion's in, I know exactly what I'm walking through. And I was taught to never eat what strangers offer you. I hate to bother you, but man, we came to slaughter you.
Listen, reminiscing the old days. We done been that switcher or that liquor with no chase. Now we on some grown shit, our opponents have no way. I don't have... Nah, fuck. All right,
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm out here doing what I'm supposed. Closer than close. Strong notes, low in the post. And I'm doing the most, nigga. Ferocious. Because that broke shit is just not what it is. I'm out to live, man. Like I ride a range. My pocket chains heavy. My word game strong. All day long. The wolf rings on. And they ain't hating on you. That's just what they be on. Get yours, nigga. Keep score, nigga. It's classic. It's fantastic. Yeah, I'm talking about that dope girl magic. I gotta eat to live. And I am famished. Yeah, I planned it. It's manifested. I've been tested. But never bested. Moving hate changed the whole game. It's pain, nigga. Put take a look. If you down to get it now.
I'm getting wise in my own age. Why you niggas netty spitting lies with the bold face? You seeing Bull Brown, bitch, that's a cold day. In Hades, try play me, you get stuck, that's an OJ. Simpson nigga, listen, reminiscing the old days. We'd have been that switcher or that liquor with no chase. Now we on some gross shit, our opponents have no way. They lose us, so we lose them, nigga. Speed up your slow pace, okay?
Trying to remember your name. Those the same green eyes that I recall when I had the microphone here last fall. So a full four seasons. Nothing sweet when you sleep for no reason. Spit the last bar and barely still breathing. Blink twice, I'm not believing. You in the crowd, it's getting loud and people leaving. I look around, don't see you. After the pics with fans, still don't see you. Peace to my band, they talking about Waffle House and after hour plans. Why the strange coincidence I'm trying to comprehend. Collecting my dividends, scan the 529 back before they expanded. Upon my exit, a black coupe pulled in front the venue. A dark scent turned to green eyes with a sour smile on the menu. Even remember the time, was 10 past 2. Before I knew it, I was chilling in your passenger. That ill magnetic, the law of attraction first. You was a gentleman, drove me to my car right around the block at Glenwood and Joseph behind the crosswalk. You parked, I stopped to grin, she was nervous and curious, cause shit, you could work for Secret Service. So while you following me, I asked, homie laugh, you an artist baby, all your shows are on blast. I chuckled, we both knew that it was different. Same as before, I felt my heartbeat shifting. When I used to hear them songs, it sounded corny. But when it's real, it make you crazy to the next morning. Now we sitting here, adorning, getting overwhelmed, a little horny. You say till Christmas, you'll be still touring. I luck the math, and this time, you did the same, then reassured me. Quality time when you return, gave me a forehead kiss that made my whole body yearn.
Just a touch, yeah. Love, a little bit.
Magnetic, 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 magnet
Bodega. This is the Bodega.
Understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.